Welcome to the You Can Man podcast, episode 40. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Dave.
And on this week's episode, Christmas Tool Gift Guide 2019.
All right, guys, welcome back to the You Can Man podcast, where we believe what one man can do, you can do as well. Guys, what's been going on this week?
I need to give a shout out. Excuse me. I'm going to start.
Whoa, Dave. Yes. Out of the gate.
Well, because I want to give a shout out to our buddy Brandon Funk.
Yeah.
For the wonderful gift that he gave me on the last podcast, right?
Yeah.
Correct. We had a break, and so I'm a little fuzzy, but I used it for the first time today. I went to REI, and I used
nice.
My membership, okay? And I got to say,
how did it feel?
It felt great. It was still, look. It's still a painful process.
Okay, little short backstory in case you're just joining us. Dave has this weird thing.
It's not weird.
He'd go to REI and he'd be at the checkout. They'd ask him if he was a co-op member. And he'd be like, look, just sell me the item. I don't need it.
I'm buying a cup. Let me buy my cup. And exactly. They're like, well, have you heard about the
problem? So he was bucking against the system. And then we had our guest on our last podcast, Brandon Funk. And he brought us each gifts. And so Dave's gift was an REI membership.
A lifetime membership.
So something he would never buy himself. What a great gift.
That is the best gift.
It was a great gift. I used it today. It's still paint. Listen, I love that it's a great store. They have great employees who are super knowledgeable and happy to be there. But they're just, like, whenever you go and you buy something there, you always deal with the same type of person. They're just a little bit weird. Like, they're kind of like a cross between, like, a doctor and a hippie off the Appalachian Trail.
I was just going to say that.
And maybe like a computer programmer.
Okay.
Like they're always kind of like,
accurate.
They're soft spoken and they're like kind of standoffish. And they're, you don't have an email in the system.
So maybe they could be like an NPR host.
They're like an NPR host. Okay. And I'm like, I don't want to give my email. They're like, oh, okay, well, it's going to ask you on the keypad. I'm like, look, I'm an REI member. Leave me alone.
Hey, now you can say that.
I did say that. So anyway,
Josh,
thank you, Brandon Funk.
Josh got the shotgun with the plunger on the
end. Yes, and that was a huge hit with my father-in-law.
Right.
I took it to, they have a cabin up in North Georgia, and we went there for Thanksgiving. And that is prominently displayed in a bathroom in a cabin,
it's
which is the perfect place for a redneck plunger.
Yeah. And he didn't have the stuff to give me that night, but he shipped it to my house.
We put it on Instagram.
Harbor Freight socks and a koozie and a hat.
You're outfitted now, right?
I know, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And the hat actually fits really well. I've got a weird head.
Nice.
And this hat actually fit really
well. Yeah, that doesn't
really
happen
nicely
for me. Maybe I need a Harbor Freight hat.
Maybe.
Josh, what you got going on?
Well, I've had a big, since our last, I feel like we haven't met in ages.
I know,
we only took a week off.
We took a week off because of Thanksgiving. Okay, I wanted to talk about the fact that you got a minivan.
That is topic number one.
Dude,
man.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm living, I'm proud because I've always, I mean.
No, you're not. Like, you're trying to act
since
like
I was 13,
you didn't tell it doesn't
anybody.
Bother you.
You didn't tell anybody. Did you tell Dave?
No,
he told me he said it was imminent, and I was like, well, he's gonna make a mistake.
So I was backing out of the driveway. I looked over and I saw a silver Sienna, and I texted them. I was like,
did you see my car, bro?
Hold up. Did y'all get a Sienna? And they sure enough,
yeah,
they did.
And
we're twinning.
We have the twin.
You guys
have
the same.
Literally, he bought
a
2012 Toyota Sienna that's silver, just like the one that we have. Now, yours is all-wheel drive. Ours is not.
Yes.
But they're both XLE.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to yourselves.
Dude, there's one man
so
that
bad.
Is jealous at this table.
Just wait, Dave. Your day's coming.
I've said it to all my friends.
Well,
I'll say it on the airwaves. I will never own a minivan.
That's fine.
Listen, they're insanely practical. I'll give you that.
Okay.
So practical.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from, too. Because, look, when it wasn't a necessity. And look, this is first world stuff. I understand that. But we could do the 4Runner
with two kids. But you got
Roger
three now.
That. We're good.
Yep.
Three, like, oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's what did it for
life
us.
Yeah,
totally I can see it.
Changed.
I can see it.
And again, we could make it work with the 4Runner if we had to. But we're able to do the minivan. It has been amazing. We took our first trip to the cabin for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I randomly saw you on the interstate.
Oh, yeah.
I
spotted what was that about? Dude, we haven't talked about
that. I spotted you from a half mile away because I saw a silver Sienna and I was like, Josh Matthews. And then I saw the dealer tag and I was like,
yeah, it like blew by me on 575.
Well, I was sitting there just like, you know, like slow roll, like right next to him for like over a minute, being like,
were you there that
I
long?
Was like, bro. And yeah, so
I only looked over because I accidentally drifted towards that lane and I was like, oh, I bet I made that guy mad. I was like, hey, it's my buddy.
Yeah. Dude, Josh, right. You need to watch that drifting thing, man. You almost hit that truck when we went.
Oh, you're right. Remember? I almost took a semi out with my trailer.
Yeah.
I should not constantly text and drive.
Be safe
kidding.
Out there, people.
Just kidding. So yeah, minivan life is awesome. The other thing that I'm going to bring up is I took I've taken two super cold showers today because my water heater I don't want to work. So
gas or electric?
Hybrid, but okay. No big deal.
That's your fancy one that you got.
It's fancy. So what's so fancy is that the computer broke.
No.
But
heater should not have a computer.
Well, yeah, the good news is Rheem is located locally. They have a plant or manufacturing place in Birmingham, Alabama. I think that's where the part's coming from. They're overnighting it. It'll be here tomorrow, and it only cost me like $30 with shipping.
Okay. Did you diagnose it?
I did. I actually read the manual, and they're like, hey, if the temperature gets too hot, this thing turns everything off. Like, it shuts the power to the system, and you can go in and look at the alarms. So I looked up the alarm code, and they said, hey, yeah, this part, that alert means the water got too hot and it tripped, or if it keeps tripping and tripping, then that part's bad. But kind of like a thermostat going bad. And it is called a thermistor or something fancy on a water heater. Anyway, diagnosed it. Hopefully that fixes it. If not, I'm going to kick it over.
That's a true you can man spirit right there.
Yeah.
You researched the topic You figured it out.
Yep.
Good job.
I looked all over the internet for this really specific part that nobody carries. And Home Depot actually carries it because they are a Rheem carrier. Some other random like plumbing houses around the country had it, but all their shipping times were like a week out. Kristen, my wife, who actually used to work for Rheem, is like, hey, why don't you just actually call Rheem? I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go on their website.
Good idea.
There you go.
So we're good. We're good now. Also, last thing for me, told you I was going to fry a turkey.
How'd it go?
It went frustrating. Okay. So it's cool on the front end. I did a dry brine. I'm not going to get into it.
Please don't.
A lot of people do like wet brine, but like super real chefs.
I thought you said you were not.
Dry brine is the way to go. It was good. I didn't trust my thermometers. I had like two different thermometers I was using, and I just didn't trust them. They were giving me different information.
As in the oil wasn't hot enough?
The turkey itself, like when I was probing it, and I think this normally happens is you'll do a slow burn, like a slow rise up to a certain temperature. And then at some point, it just like the curve is like exponential on the temperature and it comes up so fast. And so really quickly, I like yanked it out when it hit that specific temperature, 151 degrees, I believe. And then you pull it because then it's going to cook after you pull it out.
Right.
Did that, took it inside, put the probe back in it. And like some areas were reading like we're good. Some areas were lower than they should have been. So I got a little spooked, so I went back. I didn't want to kill my whole family and my in-laws. So I went back, dipped it in a little longer, came out. It was good, and everybody's really nice about saying it was good. For me,
well,
a little dry.
That's the problem. Like, you can't, unless you're a total pro, you can't enjoy anything that you cook because you're going to be critiquing it the whole time, right?
So it wasn't the best I've had. Like, on Saturday after Thanksgiving, my dad had done a turkey and fried it, and he did a wet brine. It was way better.
Well, it wasn't his first bird, was it?
No. Yeah, I did learn a lot. Lessons learned.
There you go.
I need to buy an expensive thermometer, I think, is the first thing I need to do.
I have no experience cooking a turkey, so.
That was my first. Totally first. All right. Okay. So that's all I got.
All right.
It's all about me this time.
I'll give a little update on my running because I had stopped for a long time because I had a knee injury and I was hiking instead.
Self-diagnosed knee injury, right?
Well.
Which is fine.
I mean,
my knee hurts
and it's not getting better.
There's that.
Yeah.
So I switched to hiking, But this past week, I did a run, and I'm up to a 10K now,
whoa,
guys.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Big time.
Well, good for you, buddy.
I kind of screw my knee up in the process.
Yeah, so. I mean, see, you got to, like, ease back into it.
I know. At our age, right?
Two miles,
you can't go from
5K miles,
to 10K. Right. You got to do the in-betweens as well.
You can't. No. You can't go from nothing to 10K. Like, that's not a good idea.
That's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy back on the road.
Not from nothing.
Yeah. Dave and I and my brother are doing a 10K this weekend.
Yes, we are.
Dave's been a little under the weather.
I've been under the weather, so I'm a little bit worried about it because I was getting into fighting shape, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And we did a 5K since the last podcast.
We did. Well, okay.
It was in a tropical storm and it was like 47 degrees.
It was terrible. Your brother and I did a 5K, and then Josh decided, well, I'm going to run home from the 5K. Because he's the hero of the road.
I'm training for a half marathon.
When are you doing a half?
What, you already did a half?
I think I'm doing it next weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I did that one in the summer. It was terrible and I was embarrassed. So I got to do another one. But yeah, so we all did a 5K up in Kennesaw near the mall. And then after the 5K, I ran home from that, which was another 10 miles.
Okay.
What half are you doing?
Northside Hospital, I believe. Okay. The Jeff Galloway.
Yeah.
Was one of the founders of the Peach Tree.
Yeah. He's the first winner of the Peach Tree.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Cool. So, but I think the weather next weekend could be kind of bonkers, so we'll see. See how that goes.
All right. Well, let's get into this topic here, guys. I think this will be a yearly thing that we'll do. We did a Father's Day gift guide, so we thought, you know what? Let's do a Christmas one. Now, when this episode drops, I think it'll be December 11th. I think that should be correct. And so, look, still plenty of time. That's two full weeks, guys.
You got time to shop.
Before Christmas. And so if you've got somebody left on your list that is a tool lover like us, then we're going to give you some ideas. So who wants to
let me say something first.
Go ahead.
Tools is like if you're a dad. That's like automatic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think I only got my dad tools the whole time.
It's automatic, and you I'm not going to say you can't go wrong because you can, but it's a safe bet to buy him a hammer, buy him a tool, buy him something.
Yeah, I've done that. I mean, that's a go-to.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I also remember my dad, this is really random, but it just popped into my head. My dad would do last minute shopping because there was no online like growing up. There was no Amazon, nothing like that. I remember him going literally Christmas Eve. He would bounce.
I've done that.
And he would do all of his shopping that night.
Wow.
That's like
I've never understood that. That's so crazy. Why would you put yourself through that?
I did that one year and it was more like stocking stuffers. I was like, I always forget about the stocking. I'm like, ah. And so I had to go out, man. And I was stressing.
You were at Walgreens.
Yeah, I hit up Target, but yeah, that was not a fun Christmas.
You know,
Eve.
I did do that one year. I think it was stocking stuffers. And I was at Walmart, and it was a madhouse.
Yeah, it's crazy on Christmas Eve.
There's a guy that we went to high school with that works there and has worked there for years. And it was incredible because there's all these just hordes of people, right? And then
and he hooked you up.
Velarde down the way, and he's like, new aisle open on whatever. And like it was just awesome because there's, you know, a whole new set of like, registers open and I was like, yay,
nice.
I know.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Anyways, hey, right. maybe Velarde listens. Who knows? You never know.
He could be a fan. All right. So we got some parameters here. We're just going to throw them out. They might not be exact, but we do what we want because it's our show.
That's right.
So we've got three categories of gifts we're going to have, and they're just tiers. There's pricing tiers. Okay. We're going to do $1 to $25 gift. Second one will be a $25 to $100 gift. Third one will be $100 plus, like to infinity.
Cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
Simple. We've all got a gift. We'll just go around the table.
All right. I'll start.
And hate on each other's gifts.
Yeah.
I have to thank my first one. I have to thank my sister-in-law, Alyssa, because she actually bought this for me.
Okay.
And I love it. It's great. Perfect. Practical gift. You cannot go wrong with this, guys. A magnetic stud finder. It's basically just a really strong magnet that's nice and encased in this like plastic thing. It's got a little arrow that you can line up with the stud. I don't know why I never thought about, like, duh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me ask.
I've never heard of this. I know a stud finder, but a magnetic stud finder?
It just looks for the screws. You just
but what really? If you hit a screw?
What is connecting your drywall to your stud?
What if you're in between? Like, they're spaced apart.
What are you talking? Well, you find the line of screws, and then you're on the stud. Yeah,
they're not going to be.
But if you can find the screw.
Man, I really like that idea.
Without the magnet.
Because I never trust my stud finder.
So do you just wave it all over the wall?
Exactly. Yeah, and then you hit.
Well, I'm always going to do the Tom Silva knock on the wall.
Obviously.
You know, because I got to test.
You got to test your skills.
I'm not hating on this gift, but I always thought that I've seen those. And I may have owned one.
You think they're
one.
Gimmicky?
You need one. Cheap? I'm like, of course this is for metal studs. That's my thought.
No, it's totally not.
That's a really good. I need to try one because I like
and
it.
And you will never go back.
No,
and here's another plus.
You got to hit a screw, though.
It's not that hard.
So what do you tap and get close and then kind of go up and down?
Yes, okay. Look, it's currently $7.13 on Amazon.
I'm gonna buy this before you're done talking.
Okay, use my affiliate link on ukman.com.
Our affiliate link.
Right. On my, there's a post that I did on building my son's loft bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a beautiful post.
And I link that. It's an affiliate link, full disclosure. Doesn't cost you guys anything.
No.
Just if y'all don't know what affiliate
helps out
links
the podcast.
Are. It helps out the podcast.
Keep the pirate ship afloat.
But tons of people have ordered that. I guess because they click on it, they're like, oh, it's like $7. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I need one of those. But to me, it's passive, meaning like you don't got to worry about batteries something. And you know,
it can sit
they're
in your
always
toolbox
kind
right
of
here.
Just like they're a little finicky. Stud finders are.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like batteries. And then I feel like, oh, I found a stud, but then it can't find it again. And it's like, oh, is this a center finding stud or is this the edge find? They drive me crazy.
Wire. Yeah.
So I think that's a great gift. Even that's a stocking stuffer gift, honestly, for $7.
I might have to give it another go just to try it.
You should. You can borrow mine.
All right.
Okay, next up, number one guy at the table. Okay, so my first gift, I'm going to try and adhere to these price points. I think I've hit the first one. My gift would be a plumb bob because I needed one a couple weeks ago.
You did. You asked us about
it. Yeah, I asked my buddies Tim and Josh, and they're both like, yeah, no.
I own one. Didn't have it on me.
Didn't have it on you.
Cabin.
I do not
okay, yeah, you
have
said
one.
That.
I need one, but I don't have one.
So if you don't know what a plumb bob is, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a weight
shaped,
on a string.
Well, it's shaped like
a pointed weight.
It's like a really, looks
torpedo.
Like a really stubby pencil, right? And it's metal or steel or brass. And you tie a rope to it and basically.
String.
Yeah, that's what I said. And anyway, plumb bob. I don't even know how to describe what you do with it.
You plumb things with it. So right.
What do you mean? What do you
I needed to line two things up on a wall, and they projected out from the wall. So I was like, plumb bob would hit the spot right now.
Yeah.
So I actually ended up buying one. But if I hadn't, I would need one. Every guy needs a plumb bob.
So if you were, for instance, if you had this nice dining room table in a room and it was like centered in the room, you could do all this measuring if you wanted, or you could take and you were going to cut in a new light, let's say, over this dining room table. You could put that plumb bob on the ceiling and line it exactly to the dead center of that table or any other piece of furniture, art, whatever.
It's a very simple device.
I'm sure it's ancient. That should be on someone's segment at the end of some show.
It's mostly used in masonry, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, my go. $0 to $25. So I believe this is still under $25, but during Black Friday, which is about the time we were putting these together, or at least I was, there was a 20-piece Milwaukee Sawzall blade set. There's also a Diablo.
Okay.
There's also a Diablo. I think they were trying to
match
prices.
That was under $25?
20 piece for $14.97.
Okay.
So, yeah, Sawzall blades, and don't go cheap on those. Like, get a name brand. I think Diablo's the best from what I see on Instagram the contractors use. But, yeah, if you can grab those under $25, that's a steal for a 20 piece set. I mean, that's.
They got to have the Sawzall
first. A little
first.
Over a dollar. Yeah. Sawzall ownership is good. But anyway, that blade set, I went right to it. I was like, I need that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Guarantee.
Yeah. Okay. My next tier up. I first got this idea because I was seeing these ads for, have you guys seen, they call them VAM pliers or like Vim pliers.
Nope.
It's like a play on words.
Yes.
And it's supposed to just grip anything, and it's got these kind of teeth sort of on the end of it. I'm not going to do a good
describing it. It's like a gnarly
it.
Looking just plier set.
Yeah, exactly. Aggressive. So I found basically, I think it's, you know, honestly, it's probably the same manufacturer from Japan Harbor or something Freight. Like this. It wasn't Harbor Freight, but I found it on Amazon. And they're actually called engineer screw pliers is what they called them. But made by some Japanese company, Neji Saris or something. And it came in a package. It just had, I think it had Japanese all over. It was weird. But anyways, it's $29.29 currently on Amazon.
Okay.
And they're great.
What are they specifically used for?
Well, pretty much anything. I mean, if you've got a stubborn, like a stripped out bolt, or if you've got to get something that's really shallow and you need something that can like really grip that.
Okay.
You know, a lot of pliers, you'll try to grip something that's real shallow, like a the head of a bolt. And then you can't.
Or there's if not, you pop there's not the enough, head off a screw.
Yeah, there's not enough meat there to really grab onto. Well, this kind of has these kind of teeth kind of on it.
It's got a little
it.
Extra
Yeah,
bite.
So that you can really grab onto that. So I think that would be a really great gift.
Cool. I've seen those, and I'm like, that's probably useful.
No, super handy to have around. You're probably not going to need a lot, but when you need it.
But what I do is I try to get my vice grips on those, but
that's
they don't
what I'm
have
saying.
They don't have those aggressive teeth. So
and you can't get down there flat on it, right?
Yeah. I haven't used them really much because I just got them not long ago, but I think that they could be your go-to pliers, like just normal pliers because, So
that's a good one. It's a good one. I like it.
All right, Dave. Next.
Okay, so this is where I'm probably going to go break away
you're
from
100.
Mold. Well, see, listen.
You're at 100.
Like, I got expensive taste. Just deal with it, okay? So maybe you probably get a Black Friday deal. Daddy needs a laser level, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So I need a laser level, man. So look, people out there who need to give me a gift, I need a laser level. I think they're usually a little over $100.
They are, like, but you can
$100 to $300. But you can get deals on them.
I think the Bosch I got was like $89 on sale.
Yeah, I need a laser level.
Need y'all to get Dave one too, so that I can
so
borrow
Tim can
it.
Use.
I've got one. I've got a green laser. I just used it the other day.
Oh, you got
I'll
a
talk
green
all about
one.
It.
Okay.
They're supposed to be easier to see outdoors.
That's what. Yeah.
But
that's what I've heard.
The cheaper you go, and I said this on an earlier podcast, the cheaper you go on those. And like $100 is the bottom that you want to spend on one of those. The weaker the beam.
Yeah.
So like the further out you get in the daylight, it's going to be hard. But I used it in my garage the other night to line up my shop lights. Money. It was just super bright green stripe across the
side. Yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, probably not once a week, but once a month, I'm like, whoo, I need a laser level.
It's a great tool in my opinion. All right. Let's see. My up to $100 one is kind of like yours. A lot of these are like just over 100, but you can get a deal and get them under with whatever brand you're loyal to. So if you're a DeWalt guy or I'm a Milwaukee guy, Dave's a Makita guy, whatever brand you have, get yourself an LED work light.
Yes.
Like a freestanding. Yeah. Some of them you can spend $300 on one that telescopes up and has panels that come out. I got one that looks kind of like an oversized lantern. It's got a big like dome on it.
Yep.
And you just plug your battery into it, your battery, and it runs for hours, like 4 hours on a normal battery because it's LED, super low power, but really bright, and it's got different brightness settings. I got one for myself. It's so cool. I've already used it so many times.
It doesn't burn you.
It's
like
not.
Well, yeah, see, I went cheap on the incandescent one, and that thing gets hotter than the surface of the sun.
It's not hot.
Which is nice in the wintertime.
It is nice in the winter.
It's an heater.
Yeah, it doesn't get hot, and you don't have to drag a cord up, and it's really useful in the attic. I've been in the attic because I'm running some new lines over
my garage.
I'm
going to need that.
You just set it up there. It lights up the whole thing like daylight.
Beautiful.
And it uses your batteries from the tool you already have. So these are going to be up near $100. So if you can sneak one, there's a bunch of different styles, like I said. But if you can sneak one under $100, get it.
Okay, so now guys, unlimited budget here. You guys are going to think mine is weak.
75 Bronco.
Yeah, well, I already got that. So, I think that a really incredible gift would be a John Deere in the X300 series.
Whoa.
Okay. And oh, specifically, dude. When's the last time you guys went on the John Deere website just to kind of poke around?
Probably like 2 weeks ago, because I'm in the market for a riding lawnmower.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I had my eyes on the X354.
Yes.
It's essentially...
They call those lawn tractors.
Yes, yeah, they do. They call them all lawn tractors, but the X series, that's when you...
It's the biggest motor in the X3 or X300 series with a 42-inch deck.
Okay.
Now, the reason why I like the 42-inch is because it will fit through a standard fence gate, opening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And especially if you got a yard with a lot of hills and stuff, you want something that's not a large...
Yeah, because then it cuts more
cutting
uneven.
Path. Exactly. Yeah.
So if you have a golf course, the big one's nice.
Yeah, and now this one has the four-wheel steering.
Yeah, those things they look like jet skis, man. Dude, those things are sweet.
They're so nice. And it comes with like I think I read it was a 300 hour warranty.
Goodness. Wow.
Now,
that's a lot of hours.
What does that cost? What do you guys think that costs?
$7,400.
Whoa, I was going to say.
Oh, wow. That's what? No, you're way over.
I was going to say.
This is the X300 series. 38. This is not the.
I was going to say 38.
Okay, you're close, very close, because it's $4,000.
Yeah, see, I've been on the website.
That's not terrible.
It's a lot of money for a lawnmower.
Yeah,
Not a lawnmower. Right, a homeowner. But the difference, like once you get into the X series, I believe, those are designed to like pull implements and stuff.
Yeah,
like
this is not. Okay, so for our listeners who maybe don't know.
Or a snow blower.
This is not a model that you get at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Correct.
It's a step up. You've got to go to the
dealer.
You got to go to the John Deere dealer to get this. So this is the more professional model, but if you want a mower that's going to last you,
this is for someone who owns 10 acres small little,
or somebody sitting around this table
5 acres.
Yeah, that'd make me happy.
Maybe have a couple goats.
Yeah,
like not horses yet. That requires a bigger tractor.
Yeah, but I don't think I could ever buy one new.
No way.
It's like a car.
Can't do it.
You don't buy those new.
Yeah. I've bought several cars for less than that, so yes. I can't
the
be
car
buying.
I drive now, I've paid less than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, several
and
cars.
And I've driven it for, man, next year will mark 10 years.
Nice.
You've driven that the Exploder for 10 years?
Next fall. I bought it in the fall of 2010.
That's incredible.
If I keep it through the fall of next year, that will be 10 years for a car I paid less than $4,000.
That's awesome.
That's how you make money.
Anyways, amen. Okay, let's keep going. Dave,
all right,
what's
next
yours?
Up, I need in my life. I need
no
this
limit.
In my life.
No limit.
So I'm not dreaming as big as Tim, but you're kind of, man, I'm still thinking about that mower. I need a table saw. I need a table saw, chop saw, compound miter saw, something. I need it in
my
life.
I don't know,
man.
You're talking like a saw stop. You might be getting up there.
Nah, I don't, I mean... $500, you can get a really nice compound miter saw, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's what I need. Daddy needs a compound miter saw.
Wow. This is really
I thought you
funny.
Just said table saw.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care what it is. I need something better than a circular saw,
but
which is what I'm operating with right now.
I think you need to go with compound miter saw first.
No, I agree.
Table saw.
I'm just saying I need something better than a circular saw because that's what I'm like. I'm out there. I'm using that for everything.
You could buy a track for your circular saw.
I could, but I don't want to do that. I want.
No, you need everyone needs a compound miter saw.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's the entry level for.
I agree.
Okay. Right? So what is it, Dave? Because you said table. Did he not say table saw?
He said table saw, but he means compound miter saw.
No, I mean either or. I'm fine with either.
But you should go with compound miter saw.
I don't want to.
Much more useful than a table saw.
Those are like completely different tools.
Yeah.
What are we? What
different
are we
purposes.
Saying? Okay. Yeah. Different purposes here.
Yeah.
Okay,
do the compound
Dave,
miter.
Look,
that's
look
a good
guys,
one.
Dave just needs to cut some wood. So
I need to.
Okay.
Yeah, so what would you guys recommend?
Dave's
Let
saying
us know.
Really nice table saw or really nice compound miter saw.
Which one would
I'm
you
gonna
get?
I'm
going to
say
first?
Double bevel, where it flips both
right,
ways.
Right.
I think it's worth it. So I would say that.
I have a single bevel.
Now you got to go dual bevel, right?
But they're expensive. Like a nice one that has no play.
Dude, we are. Yeah. Hey, listen, we are in the no
sure,
limit.
You're dreaming.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, that's funny because actually my choices, you both have taken the wind out of my sails a little bit because I was going to say table saw, which you didn't say. You did say.
I said all of the above.
I was going to say table saw, but not just a table. I have a table saw. It's the cheapest. It's one of the cheapest ones you can get on Amazon. And it's like freestanding. When I say table saw, I mean nice table saw, not $2,000 nice, but like $500 nice.
You need some space. You need space for that thing, though, right?
I want the whole workbench.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that
lines up with it.
That's what I'd be worried about, because you got, I mean,
so that I can run 16. Right.
If you're running, if you're running some planks, like you need room.
That's my, that was mine. But I'm cheating and giving two because the one I want to go ahead.
Before you get that though, Josh, you have to have the workshop to put the thing in.
Right. I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have to turn in one half of my garage.
Well, first you need to clean your garage out. So,
dude, I'm going to have an update on that because we're close. We're so close. And
believe I'll show you pictures.
All right. What's your second?
All right. My second one, my main one that I replaced table saw with was a zero turn mower. So I'm not
nice.
I'm not dreaming on like the farm life mower, but a zero turn for my yard would just be so awesome.
Homeowners do the zero turn. Like you you can do it.
I don't I have like an acre of grass. Not
so Josh, I've been looking for them, and I'll see those on Craigslist. Now they are very, very used. You can get them
that's because the landscape guys abuse them and then sell them, and I don't. That's the one I don't want, you know? But I'm not going to pay new.
That would be really nice. So for listeners who don't know, Josh has got a really, really nice lawn, and he does the stripes really well.
And you're mowing two lots, right? So it's like around an acre?
Lot and a half. Yeah.
So trying to do this, the stripes in a large yard, when you're on a riding lawnmower, you've got to turn that thing around.
And I spend half my time turning it around.
Exactly, because if you get a line back up, so if you had a zero turn, that would help.
Do you have a stripe kit for that thing?
No.
Oh, you it just does it. Get you a roller, man.
With my big old wheels.
Yeah. All right.
I don't even know. What is a stripe
kit? So this is what like the golf course guys use. It's like a weighted rubber
roller that you drag. You can get them for like a push mower.
It goes right behind. It just drags right behind your mower.
And
it just lays down.
Interesting.
It's four striping.
It's like a crop circle type thing. It lays down the grass one way and then lays it down the other.
Yeah, it essentially just bends the blades.
It's what they use on baseball fields to decorate the baseball fields.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, don't look it up because then you'll be like, all right, I guess I need
I need that. I mean, it makes it look really good. That's how they get these stripes. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, my lawn does not need that.
I don't think it would make it look any better.
I don't think weeds like respond same
It'll look good for the afternoon and then the next day it'll be gone.
Yeah, my yard... Look, man.
For being all weeds, your yard, it ain't bad.
I like yours because you can cut it so short.
Yeah.
My yard, I have to leave like 3 inches.
In the summertime, when it's actually green, when it's all green, consistently green, and I cut that,
it looks
nice.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's Georgia life. That's it. We went around, we gave our dreams.
Christmas. Good deal. I enjoyed this, guys. So we will link all of these products on our show notes page on youcanman.com.
And you just did a big update on that, didn't you?
I did. Well, I kind of fell behind on our show notes. And so I did do some updating on that. So there is some of that if you wanted some extra info for some of the things that we talked about. And if we ever leave anything off of there, make sure just utilize the Facebook group page and let us know.
The thing is still growing.
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of people doing crazy stuff on there.
Yeah. I think we're actually going to try to do a show maybe next of doing some shout outs to some folks on there that have really been helpful to other users. And there's a one guy that did all the, he basically did a little mini series of how to tile. And that was really, that was really interesting.
Tons of good info on tile.
Yeah. So we love that. Also wanted to continue the conversation about some You Can Man merch. Cause we had some people that did chime in on that. Yeah. I think
we need some merchandise.
Our buddy Nick said that, I do like a koozie or like a hat with a You Can Man on it. So, hey guys, weigh in.
Anyone out there is like in that biz, like graphic design and stuff, let us know.
Yeah. Well, we could reach out to 1776 United.
Oh, yeah.
Our sponsor. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, good deal. Well, we are going to take a quick break. And when we get back, Dave has a segment for us this week. We'll be back.
This episode is sponsored by 1776 United. 1776 United is a patriotic and historically inspired lifestyle brand. They make the best patriotic shirts and apparel on the market today. I personally own many of their products, and if you want to don patriotic gear without looking gaudy, check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and at 1776united.com.
All right, guys, welcome back. Dave has a segment for us this week. Dave, what you got, man?
All right, I got the segment, and today's segment is called The Warren Buffet.
Okay.
The Warren Buffet.
The Warren Buffet.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into what that title means in a minute. But first, I want to talk about the namesake of my segment. Okay, Warren Buffett. So you guys may or may not know this, but I absolutely love Warren Buffett. I believe that in addition to Shaquille O'Neal, okay, he is an absolute national treasure.
Wow.
I love Shaquille O'Neal too.
Wow.
But Warren Buffett and Shaquille O'Neal are national treasures to me.
Okay.
I don't necessarily share some of his social views, but I love him for the eccentric that he is, and he is an eccentric man. So you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
All right. So
he has money.
Is it true that he eats McDonald's like once a day?
We're going to talk about it. So for those of you who don't know Warren Buffett, he's an 89-year-old. He's also known as the Oracle of Omaha. He's 89 years old. He's a billionaire investor and chairman and CEO of the Berkshire Hathaway Company Corporation, which is like a conglomerate holding company. They own a lot of different companies based out of Omaha, Nebraska. And depending on the direction of the stock market, when you check it, he may or may not be the richest man on any given day. I guess Jeff Bezos is kind of like, you know, eclipsed him by like a factor of whatever.
Crazy.
But for a long time, he's the richest dude in the world. So he's worth an estimated 86.1 billion, billion dollars. So
all I want is a billion.
Right. I don't even know if we can like correctly comprehend how much money that is. But no. Tim, do you know how many seconds, how many days a million seconds is?
I don't.
It's 11 and a half days. Josh, how many days is a billion seconds?
A billion seconds? Isn't it like 200 years?
It's 32
something?
Years. Okay. So
no.
A million seconds is 11 days. A billion seconds, 32 years. I remember when I was
so to count to a billion once a second.
Take you 32. So that's a great point. When I was in high school, the world's population went over 6 billion. And our math teacher was like, you guys don't understand how big that number is. She said, if you could count one number a second, it would take you 192 years to count to 6 billion. So you can never do it. Anyway, Warren Buffett, he's a rich dude. His net worth is greater than that of 120 different countries on the planet.
Wow.
Wow.
And there's only like 200 something countries.
So according to Wikipedia, there's like, I think it was 100 and it's like 186 or something.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of countries. But in addition to being a brilliant investor, he's also a huge philanthropist. He's pledged through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to give away 99% of his wealth during his lifetime or at the time of his death. So does anyone want to do the quick math on how much that's going to leave his heirs? So he's given away 99% of $86 billion. That's going to leave his family with $860 million.
Okay.
Which is still amazing.
Right. Gives away 99%.
But he's the guy, he's proclaimed, right? Like, I don't want to give my kids everything.
Right. I read one time that he denied his daughter, she asked to borrow money to redo her kitchen. He was like, no.
Not gonna happen.
It was like, she's like, can I have, you know.
Those are probably good principles, though, you know.
Well, he's known to be extremely frugal, right?
Sure.
So he lives in the same house that he bought in 1958 for $31,500.
No.
He
amazing.
Still lives there.
That's impressive.
It's
impressive.
Now worth around $650,000, and he says he calls it the third best investment he's ever made.
That's great.
I looked at it. Like, it looks like a nice, like a very, very nice upper middle class house, but he's been there since 1958. Wow. He told his Berkshire Hathaway shareholders in 2014, my life couldn't be happier. In fact, I'd be worse off if I had six or eight houses. And as of 2014, he still drove his own car.
Mm.
So the richest guy in the world doesn't even have a driver.
What did he drive? Did you
research? In 2014, he bought a Cadillac XTS, car with a retail price of $45,000.
Okay. Awesome.
That was an upgrade over his previous car, a 2006 Cadillac DTS, which he decided to get rid of when his daughter Susie told him it was embarrassing.
Cadillac.
Buffett, he justified the delay saying, I only drive about 3,500 miles a year, so I buy a car very infrequently.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so Warren Buffett, he's a little bit crazy, but that's not what I love most about him. What I love most about Warren Buffett is his diet. Have you guys, so Tim, you mentioned.
I've heard a little bit about this.
His diet it's amazing. The man's going to turn 90 years old in a matter of months, and he's survived on an absolutely wretched meal plan throughout his life. His diet is terrible. So he did an interview one time, and he said, I'm one quarter Coca-Cola. And I think it was a somebody in the media, and they were confused. They thought he was talking about his stock portfolio, and he said, no, if I eat 2,700 calories a day, a quarter of that is Coke.
Wow.
He said, I drink at least 5 cans of Coke every day.
Wow.
I think he said he drinks 3 during the day, and then he treats himself to Cherry Coke at night. So 2 Cherry Cokes at night.
Wow.
He eats McDonald's for breakfast every single morning. So before he heads out in the morning, drives himself to work, he tells his wife how much money to put in a cup in his car, and in exact change, he buys breakfast based on how the stock market is performing that morning. So this is a quote. He says, when I'm not feeling quite so prosperous, I might go with the $2.61, which is 2 sausage patties, and then I put them together and pour myself a Coke. 317 is a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. But in the interview, he says the market's down that morning, so I'll pass up the 317 and go with the 295, which is a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Wow. So his range is 261 to 317.
Yeah, and he pays an exact change every morning.
He actually goes through the drive-thru himself? Like,
according to the internets, he drives himself through the drive-thru, gets the money out of the cup that his wife put there, pays an exact change. He said, I checked the actuarial tables, and the lowest death rate is among 6-year-olds. So I decided to eat like a 6-year-old.
I've heard him say that.
Quote, it's the safest course I can take.
Wow.
Man, what's crazy is he doesn't love money.
He doesn't love money.
He likes the mathematics.
Right.
Like the exponential growth part.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he's not driven by the material side of it. But just to kind of put a pin in that, the whole McDonald's thing, Bill Gates once wrote in a letter that they were in China together, and he and Buffett decided to have lunch together. And Buffett suggested that they go to McDonald's and insisted on paying. He digs into his pocket and pulls out McDonald's coupons.
Wow.
This reminds me of, okay, for you Atlanta listeners, Clark Howard. Now, he's nationally syndicated, so he's a consumer advocate guy. He's on the radio. If you're in Atlanta, you definitely know his name. I actually went on a trip to China with his group. This is hilarious because Clark took me. He was like, hey.
He's a self-made millionaire and retired at 30,
exactly.
Right?
So many similarities because I got 2 stories. One was he took me to McDonald's. I was like, we're out. And he's like, hey, you going to grab lunch? So I was like, okay.
And so you're in China and you guys went to McDonald's
because he loves McDonald's. And another one, I remember I was on a Habitat for Humanity build with him, and he set his Diet Coke down on like the back of a truck, and the truck started driving off, and he runs after it. He's like, this 50 cents Diet Coke. He's like
it's
running
so
after
good.
It.
Good.
I mean, you could say that's why they're so.
They are related. Those behaviors.
It is, but that's taking it to the extreme. So, look, I have a love for McDonald's too, and this is, I would say, I mean, this is the holiday season. We're a week past. It's the week after Thanksgiving. It's kind of the eating season. So tonight, I brought a sampling of
I can't eat that
of Warren Buffett's daily diet. All right, I brought us the Warren Buffet.
All right, I gotta check to see how many calories.
So I know that. Yeah, Tim's on a diet, so he may not eat it. So I might have to eat.
I just ran, so I'm good.
So you're good. I got McDonald's for us. I got fries. I got burgers. I got Cokes.
All right.
I got Cokes in glass bottles,
dude.
Right. Yeah. So the Warren Buffet for
I'm
the You Can Man
to that.
Table
okay.
tonight.
All right. Wow. That was an interesting segment because I heard little bits of how he ate like crap, but
it's just amazing to be 90 years old and eating like
that. Yeah, I was going to say, that's reminding me. I was going to say, I don't think the man, it doesn't sound like he's a dude that physically exerts himself a lot.
Probably.
Because there's like a lot of, that's a whole different discussion on theories of, should you even work out? Like, or should you be not slovenly, but sedentary as to like protect yourself. Like there's crazy thoughts around all that stuff, but he sounds like he's in that zone of like, I'm just going to maintain and I'm not going to exert myself.
He's probably got some genetics on his side. I've never met him, but he doesn't look like a very large guy. So I'm sure he doesn't eat a ton every day.
You guys heard the story of the lady that drank the crazy amount of Dr. Peppers a day. And Dr. Pepper, actually, so she got up in age, and they actually heard about her story, how she drank all these Dr. Peppers. And they did a little promo with her, and they brought her like a Dr. Pepper birthday cake and all this stuff. So there was this video, and then it was floating around on the internet. And she was like, yeah, the doctors told me to stop drinking the Dr. Peppers, but they're all gone now.
So that was her secret.
And she started drinking Dr. Pepper when she was like 60 or something.
Yeah.
And she drinks like several a day.
I'm going to say genetics is your biggest factor.
It's got to be. There's no way that you
You can't eat McDonald's every single day for your entire life and live to 90 and
unless you're Warren Buffett.
Yeah, right? That'll take a lot of people out at 47. Yeah.
Unless you're the richest guy in the world.
But you know what? I bet he does it in moderation, though. He's not. I would say that
he's
most.
He's spending $2.61 at McDonald's. He's not spending $7. Exactly.
Well, if you're eating just sausage patties, if that's all you eat, some protein, that's not. You could, do a lot worse than that, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's not horrible.
All right, good segment, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
In a future segment, I need the Shaquille O'Neal story.
Oh, so I'll talk about Shaquille O'Neal all day.
All right.
Okay, next. Hey, and Brandon Funk, our last guest, he actually. I guess he met him,
didn't he? Yeah. Did a shoot with him or something?
Yeah. Anyways.
Crazy.
Okay, that's going to do it for this week. Guys, make sure to check our show notes. We'll definitely be posting that on the You Can Man Facebook group page, the Christmas Gift Guide 2019. So if you still got some gifts to get on your list, definitely check that out. And we will see you guys next time.